guys. Welcome to another episode of Wake Up with Wesley. I'm Wesley, and today I'm sitting here with Katie McLean, who we're calling an intuitive mentor.
Hi.
Katie, I'm like, I couldn't even sleep last night because I knew today was coming, and I was like, what are we going to talk about? And I also feel like you know more about me than I do about myself. Freaks me out.
Oh, I mean...
For real.
That could be true. No, just kidding.
It could be true.
I really don't know. Well, actually, you're right. I do know more about you. I've never thought of it that way.
It blows my mind. So let's just get into it. This topic.
Okay.
We're talking tarot cards. I mean, amongst all things, but we're going tarot card reading.
Tarot cards.
And you guys, I like had to confess to her, this was not my thing. I thought tarot card readers, I was like anti. I wasn't anti because that's harsh. I just was not into it. It was not my thing. I really looked at people who looked at cards to tell them about their life like they were giving their power away. Does that make sense?
It does.
But it's so untrue now that I know what I know.
Yeah, I see it. See, for me, I thought it was just fake.
Yeah,
I didn't think it could be real.
Neither did I.
So I understand where you're coming from.
Because it really blew my mind. I like lumped those people who really like live their life by zodiacs and like crystals and tarot cards. They were all one group in my mind. And I was like, okay, that's cool. They're into that. Live and let live. Like they're not harming me. It's fine. But I just liked to pull information from within. So I never dabbled. I never got curious. I just never felt the need to look into it. But Katie came into my life. You guys, it was so random. It was through Devin, it's our mutual friend. She's my cousin. She's been on the show. She now works for me. She's like, if you're on the show, you're going through Devin at this point. So Devin was like, come to my mom's house. We're going to go swimming. And it was a Sunday. It was lovely. And we show up. And Katie's there talking to her mom because my Aunt Jerry had just lost her husband and she's kind of like in the thick of it. So Devin was like sweetly was like, come talk to my mom. She could really like use a little spiritual intuitive guidance right now. So Katie was there. I bounced. I didn't even go in the house. I was like in the pool. And I finally go in. I'm like hungry, getting snacks. And Katie is reading my aunt tarot. And she's like, whose phone just went off? And I was like, oh, mine, sorry. Like, I'm interrupting their session. Do you remember it like this? Are you so in the zone? I remember it
a little differently.
But you do?
Yes. Well, because I was in the zone and I didn't know what you were doing. So, clue.
My phone went off and I apologized. You're like, no. Tell me what time it went off. And I cannot remember what you said. But in that moment, I was like, I did not leave the room again. I bombarded the session. I wouldn't leave. I was so into it. The things you were saying, it was mind-boggling to me. The things you were saying to my aunt. You were like channeling Mark. Mark was in the room and it was through you. It was so obvious that something real was happening. None of this voodoo, witchcraft, weird stuff. It was real.
Right.
I couldn't leave.
I'm so glad you felt it that way because when I'm reading, I don't feel much.
Really?
Well, I do, actually. One thing I've realized is we are capable of feeling a lot, but it doesn't make sense in the moment as you're feeling it. So the fact that other people can feel it, that's interesting to me. I didn't realize
you
that.
Seemed in the zone. It was so amazing to watch you.
I was just trying to get the information out. And
there was a lot of information. He wouldn't shut up or the cards wouldn't shut up. That is what I want to know is let's just go back to what the hell is tarot? What is it? I was wrong.
Tarot is essentially just a tool to connect you to the divine or to allow you to listen to your intuition. Especially if you're reading for yourself, it's going to connect to your intuition. If you're reading for someone else, it's going to help connect who you're reading for to what is trying to be shown to them through their spirit guides or a passed over loved one or their higher self. So sometimes I'm channeling one of their spirit guides, and you can notice my personality change a little bit.
Yep.
As I'm reading it, because I'm channeling different people, either a, you know, a passed on loved one, and I have no idea that I'm sounding like them because I don't know them really, but it's just, tarot is a tool to help us connect. That's what I would call it, a tool.
Why on earth? I mean, maybe not everyone. I grew up kind of in Utah, and I had the misconception it was bad.
There's a huge...
Why is there that thing? There's this thing around it.
Well, it is kind of scary when you think about it. Even when I said, I'm channeling, you know, your spirit guide or your higher self, that's a kind of scary sounding concept when you're not really aware of how powerful and beautiful... Mm-hmm. That can be, especially when you're, I think a lot of people don't even understand who their higher self is or that they have that connection. That could be one reason it's scary, but there is a lot of misconception with tarot. There's some cards in the deck. There's a card that represents the devil. It says the devil on it, and I'm not going to lie, when that card pops up, I want to hide it from some people. I want
to,
like,
you want it to be like, no.
Don't worry. This doesn't mean the devil is here. Let me tell you what this is talking about. There are some scary looking, and just like symbolism or something maybe has to do with it. I guess, you know, it depends on what you truly believe to yourself. So some people can assume or believe that tarot is scary or wicked or part of dark crafts that we can use. Mm-hmm. Dark magic, I guess you would call it. I know nothing about that personally, but I would say it's just all misconception.
It was for me. I was like...
Yeah, it is. It has to be, you know... Tarot is something that we kind of associate with someone who's a little crazy or, like, not all there, or possibly has the wrong intention. Mm-hmm. In using tarot cards. Maybe they're using it for the wrong reason. But it's becoming more mainstream. More people are starting to use it.
Well, I'm seeing it a lot more, which is probably why I was like resistant to it in the beginning. I'm like, okay, this is trendy now.
Yeah,
it's trendy, like everyone does tarot. But that's the thing about you, is that, and you said it during my actual reading, that you're not pulling this stuff out of your ass. Like, it's literally the cards.
It is
the cards. You were reading the cards, and then through your own, I think you're really gifted and guided through your intuition. I think that anyone can learn the cards, right? Like you can memorize the cards and the meaning and what it could convey. But I think you're truly gifted in your interpretation of, like, the individual you're with and the card that is pulled up. Because I think I got the same card as my dad, but two totally different storylines.
Absolutely.
Two totally different. It was beyond. You nailed each one of us individually, my whole family.
I'm so
crazy. It was therapy. It was group therapy. I suggest every family in the world do a tarot card session together with someone good. Like,
it
you.
Is therapy. It's absolutely therapy. That's how I got started with it.
How did you get started?
Well, I was going to traditional therapy for quite a while. And I had gone through just a lot of emotional manipulation type things. Actually, throughout my whole life, I had been misguided from my intuition. Started with a mom who, bless her soul, she's just a worried mom. So I was never really allowed to follow my intuition because she would be like, no, don't do that. Don't go there. Don't hang out with them, when I knew if it was okay or not. Mm-hmm. And I understand her reasonings behind that. But then it turned into marrying someone who had a whole separate second life. For 8 years, I was with someone who had an alter ego and had no idea about it, although all the time my intuition would go off. And I felt crazy.
You feel crazy. I hate that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, well, as the feminine, as a woman, our intuition is one of our greatest gifts. And I think that's why women get labeled as crazy.
We're like taught to question it.
Yeah. But really. But what we're really meant to do is follow it. Mm-hmm. We know. And this is the whole reason why I got into tarot, is because after going through something traumatic, you don't know what to question. You don't know if it's PTSD, if it's a trigger from the past, or if it's real. When I had woken up to the fact that I was married to a stranger in a lot of senses, I would have friends bring me dinner and I'd take a bite and my mind would go, what if they poisoned this?
You like lost your trust in yourself and everyone.
I didn't trust anyone. Oh. And what kind of life is that? So a lot of therapy, and I felt better. There was enough like, well, you deserve better and things like that. Mm-hmm. Or here's how to cope with if you're having anxiety. But there was never anything that healed me from knowing if I could trust something or not. And so
it's like it damaged the relationship with yourself.
100%. That's exactly what it is. I had no idea that my higher self was so cool. I had no idea. It's still incredible to me finding that and meeting her. I always say, like, when you meet her or when you meet him, to whoever I'm talking about, when I know that there's a disconnect for them, you're going to be in love with yourself. Like, you're yes. going to really like who you are.
And not in that conceited way. No. It's in, like, the way you love your child. Like, right. overflowing positive love. Nothing conceited, nothing cocky.
Exactly. Yeah. Not too much love as in needing a lot of validation from yourself, but just honoring who you are more than ever. And so I used tarot. I randomly still didn't know what tarot was, really. For some reason, I was at a little store and I bought a deck of tarot cards because I was like, oh, cute. Mm-hmm. And it started from there. And it literally healed my intuition.
So you started doing tarot on yourself.
Yep. I never could have imagined that I would read other people's cards. I just started doing it for myself.
I'm so curious, because when you were reading us, it really seemed like you were getting downloads. Like direct. I felt like someone was talking to you in your ear. But what is it like when you experience it? Is it just a thought, a knowing? Do you hear stuff?
It feels like someone's talking in my ear.
It does? Is it your own voice?
I recently, well, not recently, but about 8 months ago, I realized it wasn't my own voice. And it was an insane couple weeks of recognizing, oh my goodness, this is like a spirit guide or my higher self. This isn't my thought coming through. This is something else. And this was just in my day-to-day. And I could hear my thoughts. I'm like, these are real thoughts. I call them almost real thoughts. But yes, downloads, or sometimes I call them knowings even. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, you just have a knowing of something. But for me, it is a voice. I think for everyone, it's a little different. For me, it's a voice.
I have those feelings, but it's very much, it's not a voice. It is like a knowing in my gut. It's guttural. It's mm-hmm. just, I don't even think it. I know it.
Right.
So
that would be one of the ways. So if you read tarot, it would probably come
from lower. It's like literally in my stomach. Like, I feel stuff and then I just know it.
And what's funny is sometimes it depends on who I'm reading for. For myself, I hear the voice. The voice.
The voice.
I get the voice. whatever that is. But I can't tell you how insane it was the day I realized that voice. It was so amazing.
Did it freak you out a tiny bit?
Not that time. I have been freaked out by tarot before.
You have?
Yes.
Because it's just been too freaking spot on?
There's been times. Oh, man. There's been times where after I connected to my intuition that I would continue to pull cards for myself, kind of like you were saying mm-hmm. before, you were right in saying these people are allowing these cards to guide their life, and my spirit guides purposely would scare me with the cards. After I had it figured out for myself, I didn't need to pull cards every day.
They're teaching you a lesson.
Yeah, and so they were, and they would freak me out. They would one time they turned on my meditation app to this, I'm not kidding, they also worked through my phone, which sounds a little crazy, but I promise it's real. They turned on a meditation app on my phone as I was pulling cards for myself that had, I wish I remembered exactly what I said, but it was like, release, surrender, this is not helping you, like things like that. It was in a more meditative voice, but how I heard it was like, oh my goodness.
They're literally telling you, like, chill out, like, enough is enough.
Yes.
Enough is enough. You got the answer, now stop.
Stop, yeah. So I have been freaked out by tarot.
That's wild.
But also, another time I was scared with tarot is a friend of mine's brother had passed away. And within the same week or two, he reached out to me asking if I could pull cards and, you know, get some answers from his brother. The time I didn't understand that I could do that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think I could do that. But I instantly had all this information come in.
Hold up, everybody. I got to slide in here and let you all know about my new favorite coffee, Four Sigmatic. So it's different than regular coffee. Four Sigmatic is infused with lion's mane and chaga mushrooms. You guys, if you haven't done the mushroom thing, you just have to. It sounds weird. Believe me, I was you. I didn't want to put mushrooms in my drinks. That sounded odd. It felt like it would taste gross. This tastes like coffee. And not only does it taste like coffee, it tastes like really good coffee because it's all organic. It's vegan, gluten-free. Every single batch of this coffee is tested in a third-party lab for heavy metals, allergens, bad bacteria, yeast, molds. What's that thing that it's called, like mycotoxins? I don't know. They're terrible for you. It doesn't have those in them, or pesticides. So this coffee is some of the purest, safest coffee you could drink, plus infused with shrooms, you guys. Shrooms, mushrooms. Just believe me when I say you gotta try it. If you don't like it, there is a money-back guarantee. So it's like you literally love every sip or you get your money back. It's amazing. So I've worked out an exclusive offer with Four Sigmatic for just the Wake Up with Wesley podcast listeners. So you can receive up to 39% off of their best-selling Lion's Mane coffee bundles or 10% off if you just pick one item to choose from. To claim this deal, you must go to foursigmatic.com/Wesley. So this offer is not available on their regular website. So you have to go to foursigmatic.com/Wesley. And then you can start fueling your productivity with creativity with some delicious mushroom coffee, you guys. Now, let's get back to the show.
And it obviously, not even by even looking at a card or picking up a deck, I just had all this information come in. And I was like, well, no, I can't, basically. It's like, no, sorry, I cannot do that. I don't know how to do that. And for the next week, something was following me around. And it was his brother basically saying, like, no, I told you, go tell him.
Like, you opened yourself up to it. Yeah. And then you were like, just kidding. And they're probably like, hello. This is a part of the deal. We just made a contractual agreement.
Yes. Yeah. And I know that's why I even know that friend of mine. We're only Facebook friends. Like, I don't know him very well. I've met him physically once. Like, him and I, our paths crossed for that moment.
Totally.
To give him peace about his brother's passing. It was unexpected. There was a message. There was a profound message. So I realized why this little spirit was following me around, and it was to give a message to his wife. That was the big message about, you know, this isn't your fault, because it was a very traumatic night where things went bad. And I didn't know the story, but that's
what
I heard.
You knew the message.
Yeah, it was crazy.
That is crazy. So when you said that they talk through the phone, that is what drew me in, because the number, I mean, this goes into so many avenues and it's just crazy. But when I walked in, my phone did go off and you were like, tell me the time. You looked at the time and you said, this means that I was a guy, like a, what is the word?
You're a guide.
A guide for my grieving aunt.
You are.
Like, to hold on to. And I have felt that personally in my life. Like, out of all the people in our family, we're the weirdos. Mm-hmm. She and I. We're weird. We go weird together.
Yeah.
And I'm like an anchor for her in this time where I just get her weirdness. It doesn't freak me out. I like, love it about her. And she knows that about me. So for you not knowing me or her and to look right at me and say, you're her guide, be her guide. Like, mm-hmm. through this hard time. I was like, holy crap,
I was just in my own space. I forgot how crazy that might have seemed for people. Oh my,
I can't even tell you. It was totally crazy.
Everyone is like, whoa, this girl.
Oh, it got weirder. The minute you started reading me, I don't know if you remember, you were reading me for a whopping 15 seconds, and I was like, hold on, I need to cry. I was like, hold on, sorry, I need a ball. I bawled for like, I just had to cry. It was like that. Those cries you don't even know you need to cry. Like the things that she was saying, it was all about my daughter Zuri. And the day before you read me, you did not know this. No one knows this. Bronson and I are the only ones in the world who knew mm-hmm. any of this stuff going on. But I'm sure some of the listeners know that she sings and she's good. And we kind of put her out here and there, but like we let her drive. And someone the day before was like, here's this deal, $10,000. She can be on TikTok. She'll be famous. Sign it. Here's the contract. And I was like, Bronson's like, look, we just got this thing. Like, what are we going to do? And I was like, oh, erase it. Don't even bring that. Like, we're not even going to tell her. We're not doing that. Like, it wasn't even a thought. It was like, no, she's a child. We're just going to let her be a child. And when she's an adult, she'll do what she wants. So Katie starts reading and she was like, the very first card was like a cancer. She's like, there's a cancer child and her timing in life is important. And Zuri was an unexpected, unplanned pregnancy.
Yeah.
And I've always known it was so divine, the timing of her arrival. It's our entire lives, like, the foundation is Zuri. Like, she popped the whole thing off. We would not be who we are if we didn't have her. So I've always known that. No one has ever said that to us. But you, first card, you were like, this is about your daughter. The timing of her arrival is important. And I just was like, I gotta cry. I'm like, sorry. I just needed to bawl my eyes out because I thought it was gonna be going into the future. I don't know what I expected, but it was nothing futuristic or psychic. It was very much validating our present life, the present things that are going on, the real issues we have that I kind of push under the rug. Like, the whole reading was me dealing with my own fears, my insecurities, my thoughts around my kid's life, like what you said, like your mom's worries, my worries impeding her life, like over the whole thing was for me to be like, let go a little bit. You're holding on too tight. Right. Like, let her live her life. If this is what she wants, let her do it. And I just was like, it made me cry. It wasn't a hard thing to hear. It was so relieving. It was like, I can put it down. It felt heavy. It was like, this is a heavy thing in my life and I can put it down. And it wasn't trippy. It wasn't freaky. It was relief. And I think that's what my aunt got too, relief.
Good.
It is good, right?
Yeah. I mean, because I don't really know. What I do is I give the information and what people take from it or learn from it or go with it. I had to release that from my hands because if I don't, I will want to keep explaining things to them and really just make sure it was exactly what they needed. So I'm glad to know that because I do have to just, okay, this is the information, here you go. And it's also funny that we're talking about this because I don't think I've had a child come up in a reading ever. And it's because when I was freaked out by tarot for a second, mm-hmm. as I was reading for myself too much, I then kind of looked up what are the protocols for tarot. Mm-hmm. What are things we cannot do? Because it was at that moment I realized this is real. Like, yeah. I just allowed it to be coincidence, which is totally not like me. I don't believe in coincidence. I think everything is synchronized. But I had to look up, read articles, hear from others, you know, what shouldn't we do with tarot? Because this is real. Mm-hmm. Like, this has to be real. And one of the things is you shouldn't read on children. And even after that, a client of mine asked about her pregnancy. And I, without thinking, I pulled a card on it. And it was the card that basically said, Katie, we taught you this.
Don't do
you
this.
You can't read on children. Yeah. And so when I saw it, it was about your child. I wanted to,
You did that.
You guys said that I can't.
I saw you do that. You said, wait, let me get clarification. And you pulled more cards. And mm-hmm. It almost like gave you the green light.
Yes. I basically had to ask, like, is it okay to talk about this?
Because like, are we going to go
there? I knew it was about one of your babies.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And so, and then they said, okay.
Yeah, it was imperative. Yeah. That was like the message I most needed to hear so loud and so clear. And it was like relentlessly going there. Mm-hmm. Like there was no veering off that topic. Like it was honestly what we needed to hear. It has kind of changed our lives a little bit since then. It's been what, a few weeks?
Yeah.
Only a few weeks.
Not long. It was the beginning of July.
Yeah. And it was, yeah, I think it was also her birthday was in like 2 days.
Oh, yes.
And you were like, this is like meant to be. Like she is coming on so strong. But yeah. We've changed the way we've done things, and it feels so good.
Good. Is she happy?
She's the happiest. Okay. That's why. It's like
since that reading, I have wanted to like reach out to and be like, can I talk to Suri real quick? I just want to make sure she never has trauma in her adult life about the one time the tarot card reader was like, you're made for something. You better go get it.
And I'm she like, is, though. Dude, she is. That is what I have to just accept. Yeah. I cannot cap that girl's life. I can't. I can't. It would be a, it would ruin my life. It would ruin my life to look back and feel like I maybe snuffed out some of her life.
She's going to do something that changes the world.
Yeah, that kid, man. She was born at the right time in the right spot with the hopefully the right parents.
Absolutely the right parents. No question about it. Ugh. It's so cool.
Yeah, it was weird too because you pulled Bronson in on mine. I mean, it is not
and coincidence. You came up on his too, right?
Yes. Yes, the whole
because you guys
thing.
Are a divine pair.
Totally divine.
So
I think so.
So meant to be. Absolutely.
And then I mean there's so okay, let's get into when do you think like an appropriate life circumstance, when do you think someone who's like, I don't know, should I reach out to someone? Like give us an example of when someone, tarot might be beneficial for someone.
That's a good question. So I think it can be a good thing to do just for fun. I think that would be an appropriate time when it's just for, let's see what this is about. Because I think that's your intuition telling you should try it or there's a message for you.
When it seems exciting, like, yeah. Oh, that's interesting.
Well, let's see what this is about. I think that's a good way. Or if for some reason you find yourself curious about it. But especially if you're confused on something, you're lacking clarity, big life changes. Or needing to make a big life decision that you can't find the answer yourself. I really like to stress that because a lot of times the answer I give to people, they can find by meditating for 25 minutes. Mm-hmm. You know? So if it's something that they battled with, going back and forth and not understanding, you know, they might feel a nudge one way or the other, but they're not sure what that means. Just any confusion they can't get to the root of. I would say would be the best reason. But definitely don't overdo it. Don't hire a reader too often. Because honestly, we'll just get the same cards over and over and over. And your message will be the same thing that you heard the time before.
It will be redundant. Because I remember you even trying to switch it up. And it was like, no, we're not veering off topic now.
Yep.
Like, you're like, It was amazing to see. So what does your family, your friends, when you were just a normal, you were normal. You're still normal. You're normal and beautiful and lovely. I'm not that normal. But you said you had, there was a life pre, like you were a pre person and now a post person. And
yes.
How has it been with family and friends and loved ones? Have they wrapped their minds around this? Are they on board? Do you even care? Do you even care?
I don't care. Well, I care because I love them, but I don't care what they think, which is probably, you almost need that if you're going to read tarot, because mm-hmm. you're going to have people who think you're crazy. And I have people, I know my dad for sure thinks that I am a little, I honestly feel bad for him because I know what he's feeling, and he's feeling what has happened to my daughter, in a sense, like mm-hmm. and it makes me sad for him because he doesn't realize I'm better than ever. I'm happier than ever. I'm following my truth, my path, you know.
It fills your cup. You feel of service, like it's your service,
right? Absolutely. And so most of my friends, well, some of them, I don't know what they think, and those might be the ones that think it's a little cuckoo, but that's okay. I'm used to that. I've never been the type that really wants to fit in. Mm-hmm. I've always been the one that wants to do what others don't. Like when I was young and the whole class of girls were saying that they wanted to be a nurse when they grew up, I was like, I'll be a doctor. Like, I'm not going to be a nurse though. Like, that's just who I am. So those who really know me love and embrace it. A lot of my friends have gotten into it as well. They are trying to learn how to read tarot. So I try to help them as much as I can. But yeah, some people think I'm crazy. I'm sure of it. And that's okay. In fact, I'm dating someone and he knew I read tarot for myself, but having to tell him that I was going to start reading other people's cards was actually one of the harder things I've ever done.
Because you can feel not accepted.
Well, I was like, we're already polar opposites. This is going to take me to a whole other level. But it works, and he thinks it's cool.
Well, and I think we also have to address that we really live in a very, very conservative state.
Yes.
Like I think the location here really does. Like I said, I was in LA when I was bombarded with all this stuff, and it was a little woo-woo weird in your face. Like, people would be like, hello, what's your name? And I wouldn't even get my name out, and they'd be like, what's your sun sign? What's your moon sign? And they would proceed to tell me all about my own self. Yes. And I'd be like, nice to meet you. Thank you for telling me all. So I really think, like, location matters. I think that we're in Utah. It's still new. It's still fresh, even though it's becoming more
a little bit
accepted.
More, yes. I have religious clients who, and they even ask me after they book, do you think this is okay? And I have to say, well, you have to ask yourself that.
It's yourself.
I think it's okay.
I believe it's okay. There is nothing for, I know that now.
Mm-hmm.
But really, my conditioning as a child, especially being from here, was like, that's weird. But now, knowing what I know, it's the most loving, I mean, it's your own shit. It's your own stuff. It's nothing outside of you. It is you talking to you through, you're like the conductor.
Right. That is what I'm doing, is I'm just the machine that's saying.
The conduit or something.
Yeah. What is the word for that?
I don't know. Is it a conduit?
I think it is.
But what do you feel about, because now I know that it's almost like you teach a language to yourself. Like, you learn your own signs. Like when you flip a card, like, you almost create a language within yourself. And I think that this is very personal for all the readers who do mm-hmm. this. But you get, like, signs and symbols. And when you see a card, you know that for your personal self, it means that you veer in this direction. Or if you see, like the Aquarius, like, you actually use the zodiac is so helpful in tarot.
For me, it is. Yeah. I don't know if every reader does that. But for me, that's a huge reason I can get to the bottom of something is by using the zodiac. And for me, certain cards are certain signs. And mm-hmm. so not every time a card that I've assigned a sign to does it mean that it's a person in your life that I need to tell you about or explain something for. It's, but sometimes it is. And yeah, it, every reader has their own style. So you're right. It is like we have our own language. And that's why I think it's so important when people ask, how do I learn how to read tarot? Or I get asked, did you study this? Did you take a course? And I luckily didn't. I was a single mom who didn't have extra money to take a course. And I think that that benefited me because I don't think I would be as good at it if I learned how someone else read tarot. I think it's all about...
You would almost be like mimicking their way.
Right.
Because you
I've never had a book that tells me what means. I mean, I've looked up things, different websites, or and heard other people's ideas of what it means. And those will come into play, but it's all about... I guarantee you 90% of the people, we could pull one card and their explanation of what that card means would be in the same lines of what it means by the book. It's whoever true. Wrote tarot, which is awful that I don't know who did that, by the way. No idea.
I don't think you need to. I don't think it's necessary.
Yeah, I don't either.
But the craziest other thing that came out of our big family therapy session was you were reading Devin. So Devin is Jerry, the aunt who lost her husband, her daughter, and my cousin, obviously, and she got a reading, I got a reading, and Devin was like, I need to do something. And then you were like, you need support. That was one of your other messages for me. And then you just, it was so hilarious now knowing what I know, looking back. You were like, duh, that's your support right there. That's your family. She knows you. And we looked at each other, Devin and I, and we're like, oh my gosh.
Of course.
Why are we not doing this together? It was like, I don't know what it is, but it almost just like makes the unobvious obvious.
Right.
That's what it is.
It is. Every reading, not every reading, 99% of my readings end with the client saying, okay, I knew that. Or, yeah, this makes sense. Or something along those lines of, that's exactly what it is. And it's like they already knew. And that's why it's so cool, honestly.
It is cool.
It's awesome to see people make that connection because I think it helps them. It's like an exercise too where then they can go back and be like, how many times did I know that? What did that feel like? Okay, now I know what it feels like to have a nudge, a nudging or a knowing. Or
and we all have them. You don't have to be special. I think you are talented and gifted, and it's like that nudge for you is impeccable. Like that nudge is like a kick for other people, right? Like that's how strong this gift is in you. But we all have that.
Oh, absolutely. I don't think I have anything more than the average. I think we're all highly intuitive.
Do you think that you've just spent more time honing in
I think
on what it is?
It's like I went to the gym every single day and ate all the good foods, and you know, it's with anything, or train for a marathon.
You trained for this.
Yeah, I did.
Wait, so teach me. I feel like I'm good.
Oh,
like
you
I
would
listen.
Be able to read it so quickly. I guarantee you we will have you pull a couple cards.
Okay.
And you can be you'll know.
Shut up. Okay.
Yeah. It's cool.
I feel like it is a muscle you have to work out and learn and trust. That's the most important thing because I did what you did in the beginning where I didn't trust myself. I didn't trust my family. I didn't trust my husband. I lost trust in life.
Right.
And that is like, that's the dark night of the soul when you
that
can't
is.
Even trust yourself.
Nope.
So it is. I had to read. I had to pray. I had to get real. Like, I had to let go of all the bullshit in my life to start really trusting myself and listening to myself and honoring myself. That is what it is.
It is.
Honoring yourself. Like, what you need in your life, you listen to those little nudges.
And I think that's what, essentially, if we talk about waking up as, like, something really big, it's people finally trusting themselves, honoring themselves. And whatever that is for them is perfect for them. And the world is going to be really cool one day because I do believe everyone's going to wake up to this one day.
I do too.
And yeah, you're absolutely right. It's just understanding who you are on a soul level. Because some of us think we know who we are, but a lot of it isn't true to us.
We know our representative. We know who we show our outside self to. We know how to act in this world. We're all actors. Mm-hmm. You have to act to get by.
Yes. Your ego is healthy.
We have to act. There are pieces of all of us that are like, okay, I'm just going to shelf this real life issue and just go out into the world and act to get through the day, to get a paycheck, to take care of my family.
Right.
But I think if you do that over and over and over again, the shelf items, I mean, they gather dust and then they get like moldy and then they're harder to get back to. Like when you finally, years pass and you're like, I should probably look into these shelved items that I've never properly dealt with. And then it's like gross. And then it's like hard.
It is gross.
It is gross. You have to deal with it. It's like you have to pull out all the muck. Oh my goodness. An upheaval that is derails your life.
I have to tell you this. You told me to listen to your ayahuasca episode, which I did. 2 weeks later, I had a dream that Mother Ayahuasca was doing surgery on me. So she can visit us in our dreams now. I know that.
Oh, if you're open to it, it happens.
And she straight up took something out of my shoulder. It was so painful. It was awesome. It was such a turning point for me, though.
Mine was my shoulder, too. Was it your left?
Yes.
Mine was my left shoulder. She's pointing to her left shoulder. I don't know what's in my left shoulder.
So what I learned this weekend, I was at a yoga retreat. Our left side of our body is our feminine. So there was something blocking our feminine.
I turned off my feminine to survive for a long time. Same. I hardened myself up to get through this world.
Absolutely. Me too.
Oh my gosh.
We're kind of alike. That's so weird.
Yeah, it was painful. That was the one part in my session that I was like, this, stop it. I don't like this.
Yeah. I'm just imagining it. But crazy, huh?
That is crazy. And that's the other thing is that I think that's another one that people think is dark and weird and twisted. And you don't know what you're opening yourself up to. Mm-hmm. But I think that any healing, if you are experiencing healing or clarity, that is God.
I agree.
That is God. There is no, like, it just is. And I know I felt hard. I don't know. It was hard. It's hard to be misunderstood. It's hard to have these beautiful experiences like this. This was healing for me and my family, the tarot. Ayahuasca, healing for me in all the ways. And then being excited about it, being like, oh my gosh, there's this way. There's these tools. All it is tools. You do the work.
Right.
No one ever did this shit for me. You didn't. No. It was me. And it was you. Like, you get yourself into the mess. You get yourself out of the mess.
Exactly.
But it is hard to feel a little bit misunderstood.
It's so hard. But I don't remember what we were talking about when I started saying everyone is going to wake up to their truth, to who they are, which is so beautiful, whoever that is. But that you were saying something about clarity. I am so sorry. I am trying to now interview you because this is who I am.
I love it. Interview me. It almost like makes me relax. I'm like, oh, okay. I don't have to be the interviewer. This is me.
But it's who I am.
Yeah, let's do it.
You were saying something about clarity, and I feel like we are meant to live with clarity.
Me too.
Every day, these moments of clarity, these downloads, those are natural. Allow them to come to you. Allow them to guide you. And I feel like that's what waking up gives you.
Yeah. And it's the clarity sometimes isn't easy. The clarity sometimes means that you finally get clear that you're on the wrong path, even when you've like dumped a bunch of money into the path you're on and time and effort. And say you went to school and then you've been not attached to your truth.
Right.
You just go against it.
Yeah.
And then finally it hits you over the head and you're like, this is not my life.
Exactly.
And you've known it all along. You just wouldn't let yourself hear it.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think with that too, some of these I would say even all of the wrong turns we make, they're okay. Like, choose again. Choose again. It's okay. There's something you learned along that way that is going to make you even better for when you choose correctly. But you're right. We could save ourselves a lot of heartache, a lot of baggage that we'll eventually have to unload, a lot of years, a lot of time.
Yeah.
We could save a lot of that if we just silenced the thoughts and allowed ourselves to connect to what we need to know.
So what is your advice for someone who, I have like a lot of younger listeners, like 20 through 26, and they're like, how do I, teach me how to start listening to my intuition? And when they ask me that, I'm like, oh, honey, I don't know.
Yeah.
That is such a personal journey. With age,
you have to earn this,
okay?
You got to
go through hell a little bit. But I'm really realizing maybe you don't have to go through hell.
I don't think so.
I think I put myself through hell. But I don't think you have to. I think you can do little things like praying and meditating and journaling and like going over maybe your triggers.
Yeah.
Like going over the stuff that you kind of don't want to go over just by yourself in the mornings or on the weekend. And
yeah. No, my advice, I totally agree.
All right, guys. I'm going to stop you all right here to talk about my very favorite line of CBD called Med. So I know that CBD has become extremely popular in the last year or so, which is great, but it also makes it more difficult for us regular people to navigate and choose the right company and the right products. But this is where Ned comes in. So Ned produces the highest quality full spectrum CBD extracted from organically grown hemp plants, and it's all sourced from an independent farmer in Colorado. The most common question I get when I open up about using CBD is, does it get you high? And I laugh at that now because I'm like, of course not. But really, I remember back like 4 years ago when I started hearing about CBD, I thought the same thing too. Like, I didn't want to take it. I didn't want to get high. That scares me. But Ned is a full spectrum hemp oil. It only contains two ingredients. So it's the full spectrum hemp extract and non-GMO organic MTC oil. That's it. That is it. So there are very trace amounts of THC. It's less than 0.3%. So this is totally allowed by law. It's legal everywhere. And this level of THC, it's what makes Ned full spectrum hemp. And it is totally non-psychotropic, meaning that there is no high at all. So you get this sense of calm. It just, it's not like energy, but it is a calmness that I feel for sure. I know when I miss my drops for a day. So if you're a mom like me looking for a little chill zen in your life, then you got to try Ned out for yourself. So you can check it out at helloned.com/Wesley, or you can enter Wesley at checkout for 15% off of your first order, plus you get free shipping. So that's helloned.com/Wesley, and you get 15% off of your very first order, plus free shipping. So give it a try, you guys. And thank you to Ned. Now let's get back to the show.
So much of me thinks that we don't have to put ourselves through this. And I think that's the beauty of all of this is, as we become more, think of how aware we are learning to be. And with children, we teach that to them. And so eventually it gets easier and easier. But I think the number one thing you have to do is meditate. No questions asked. The whole world should be meditating every single morning, no matter what.
Because is it when you first started, it's like the things that you don't want to be thinking of become clear, right? Like you're trying to quiet your mind, become calm, do
overthinking,
yes,
overanalyzing, over rationalizing.
And then those thoughts that are like the persistent ones, they pop up loud and clear during meditation.
Exactly.
The wounded parts of yourself pop up during meditation.
And it feels so good. Mm-hmm. It could be a simple release. Yeah.
And it's not that hard.
It isn't. And I think people assume that you have to just, and I don't have it all 100% by any means, but I was frustrated with meditating at one point because I was like, I can't clear my thoughts. I can't. They keep coming. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to silence them and they keep coming. And I think even if you can get 30 seconds one day and then 45 seconds the next day, and I don't think anyone does it perfectly every time, but it's just a practice. And it's insane how clear you can feel with even a few minutes mm-hmm. of not thinking. As humans, we're overthinking, always thinking.
I think it gets you back to like homeostasis, right?
Yeah.
It creates balance.
Yeah.
I was wondering if you had to do anything. Like you said, you felt like sticky at once. Like a spirit or a person will be like sticky to you because they just need to get the information out, and you're the conduit. You're the speaker
all the time.
Do you gotta clear that? What do you do?
Oh, this has been a work in progress.
Like, are you learning this
at
now?
At first, I didn't realize. I am not kidding when I say I didn't understand how powerful opening yourself up to that can be. Mm-hmm. And so now I absolutely have to protect myself. After a reading, I have to, you know, clear my energy field. I had to take a salt bath once a week, sage my space at least 3 times a week. If I'm doing readings in a specific room, I'll have to sage between readings, and grounding myself, getting out in nature, putting my feet on the earth, because it gets you up there.
Yeah.
And I can start thinking of some crazy stuff if I stay up there for too long. So, yeah, you absolutely have to protect yourself. And sometimes when you realize some energy is still following you, you have to feel even crazier than you already do for reading tarot cards and tell that energy, you're not welcome here anymore. Like, go home. Mm-hmm. There's also times where it's this energy that I know that person can't deal with themselves. So I'll be like, okay, come on in. Let's get you out of here. Like, because you just know. You know if they need that or not.
It's that intuitive thing. You just know. Have you ever had the opposite problem where you know that there are entities or spirits on the other side that don't want to be reached? Like, they're, like, busy doing other things. Like, you will not. And no matter how much these other people are wanting to contact, they're, like, not open to it.
There's times I've done readings when the person I'm reading for, they're not open. So I can't.
They're curious but not open.
They're curious but they're not open. And it always happens when the first thing I say is so dead on that it scares them. And I literally – it's so funny – but also not funny. I feel bad that I've scared them so bad. But you will see them like close up, mm-hmm. and their energy field it's closed from that point on. And from then, when it happens in the beginning, it's really frustrating because I essentially have to say,
You closed up.
I can't read you now. And it's, yeah, you can totally tell that does happen. There's also times where I'll be connecting with a loved one, and or it could be, well, actually it only has happened with a loved one, and they have said the information enough that the cards will come out to be like, no, that's mm-hmm. all you get. Because they want to see their loved one really go for it. They don't need any more validation.
I feel like that's you with Jerry.
It's 100%.
I swear to God, Mark was just telling her to get up and just live.
He was.
Just get up and live.
And he also, but some of his stuff he wanted to keep private between him and Jerry.
And there were so many people. To
yeah, so some of it was like, oh, I can't tell you this yet.
Really?
Yeah.
And I think he's literally coaching her. Like, he's going to reward her. He's. Mm-hmm. I know him so well. And you were saying this too. Like, you're there. Do the next steps. Start living. Start doing these things. And then I know that when she's that person, she's so intuitive that she'll start doing these things without the need of you or anyone else. She'll stand on her own 2 feet again.
Yeah, she will. Yeah. She's getting there. And
do you take these people home? I wonder. I thought about you that night. I'm like, does she, like, now think about Jerry and Mark all the time? Like,
sometimes, or I'll get another knowing about them randomly, and I'll send it to Devin. Yeah,
you will.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God!
I'll be like, oh, by the way, your dad says this. Sorry.
Now Mark is.
I am your weird friend. Have a good day.
Now he's just knocking at your door, 3 a.m. Hello, can you please tell this to Devin?
Mark is really so nice. He doesn't bother me too much, but sometimes he'll be like, hey, can you tell them this?
And oh my gosh, that is so cool. Yeah. That is so cool. So what do you, you have a beautiful daughter who I met. She was there the whole time. She's mm-hmm. lovely. She's so cute. She's only 4.
Yes.
She 4?
She's four.
So have you thought about how you're going to raise her in this life? Because this is an experiment. You weren't raised this way.
Nope.
So it's just you take it day by day. She's into it. She totally knows what you were doing. She was around it. She was like, Mom, you done?
Let's She's like, Mom, are you done reading cards yet? Mom, are you meditating with these people? Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, kind of. Yeah, I have. A lot of the way I mother has changed. The first thing being I had taken on the way I was mothered, and I was doing that with my daughter probably 100 times worse.
Really?
The most strong helicopter mother you have ever.
I can't There's even imagine no you
way,
as that.
Well, yeah, because I've really worked on it, but there is no way I, 6 months to a year ago, could have been reading cards while my daughter was swimming. Absolutely no way. And I had to stop myself a few times.
Even with all the people there watching them, you would have been like, no, I need to physically.
I didn't trust you guys. I didn't trust anyone. Well, I did trust you then, but yes. If that was my past self, absolutely not. Just couldn't do it. She doesn't leave my line of sight in the past.
The fear love. The love so big it's fearful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it is. And that was – she's probably one of the biggest reasons, underlying reasons I had to fix this within myself, because how can I – not trust that she's okay when she's not with me. I split custody of her.
Oh.
And it was miserable. The entire time she was gone, my thoughts were, what is the worst possible thing that could happen? How could it happen? Where's it going to happen? How can I find out? I would text her dad 6 times. Hey, just make sure she's wearing her seatbelt today. Thank you. Like, just craziness. And it did not serve me. It didn't help. It's putting a negative vibration into the universe. Mm-hmm. Like
that worry.
That's something that can eventually manifest itself if I'm constantly thinking about it. So one of the things that has definitely changed with the way I mother is by trusting more, allowing her to explore her intuition, letting her enjoy life. On the 24th of July, I let her light smoke bombs. Well, I lit them. Okay, I'm not that crazy yet. I lit them, but I handed them to her and let her throw them into the street. And both of us were high-fiving, mm-hmm. like, woohoo! And she's like, thank you, Mom. I was like, you're welcome. And she had so much fun with the most simple thing. And in the past, it would not be fun for her because she would be sitting on the porch 20 feet away.
Yeah.
And I would be doing it and being like, can you see it? Like, mm-hmm. stay away. And it's just a silly smoke bomb. It just... lights and smoke comes out. It's nothing crazy.
I get it.
But so that's the number one thing. The second thing is allowing her to believe whatever she wants to believe. I personally know that she's very intuitive with animals. I think all kids are so intuitive, and probably all of them are intuitive with animals, especially if they're drawn to them. My daughter has been the biggest animal lover since the moment she was born. Little could understand what an animal was, and so I know that she can connect with them in a way, like she almost knows what they're feeling. And well, she does. That's what I tell her, because that's what I believe. And she's like, yeah, I can.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, Mom, duh.
And she'll go up and pet a dog at a park now, and you know, talk to the owner and be like, I can talk to animals. And I'm like, oh, maybe we shouldn't tell people we're this weird. But go ahead and do your thing, girlfriend. I just want her to never lose sight of who she is. She's an animal lover.
That's dope.
Yeah.
That is seriously, I can't, I'm stoked that I collected you up. It was like a collision.
It was.
It wasn't even a choice, and I know that it's because I had resistance in and around this, and I needed it. So, like, my angels, however I work, was like, you don't have a choice in this. We're throwing her in your life.
Yeah.
And she's here.
And here she comes.
Here she comes. So, this is your job, right? Like, you now offer this. Is this your full-time job, or you do it part-time?
Well.
Or whenever you want, I guess.
I do it whenever I want, but it is how I make an income, yeah.
So what if these people that are listening to this podcast, can you do this over the phone or is it person to person, in person only?
No, over the phone I do a lot of, I like when people agree to download Marco Polo because then they can save it.
And you can see them and it creates that like, okay, that makes sense.
So I like Marco Polo, but we can do FaceTime, Zoom, Skype. Just a phone call.
So you're open for my listeners if they want a tarot reading done by you, you'd be down.
Yes, absolutely. I would love it. If they feel drawn to it, 100%.
So how do they find you? How do they reach out to you if they are?
My new Instagram, I started a business one finally. I was operating only on my personal Instagram, but I've created a new one. It's Wen, WHEN_UYOU_wake. So when you wake.
Oh, I like that.
And there's a link in my bio where you can message me. I also have a website, and unfortunately the .com was taken, but it's whenyouwake.online.
Okay.
O-N-L-I-N-E.
Okay. Yeah. They're going to find you. They're going to come in full swing. I already know it. The Reiki girl that I had on, she's like, enough. Okay, enough. Stop. Stop researching.
That's great, stop though. I mean, I will take them on.
I'm just stoked.
And I really believe in divine timing, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if it isn't working to happen this moment, there's a reason for it. There's a bit of clarity you're going to gain or something that you're going to be frustrated to have happened after a reading, happened before your scheduled reading.
Yeah.
I totally believe that all of that is so perfect. Perfectly timed.
I'm into it. Katie, you are so lovely. I'm so happy you came on. You guys, she gave me a tarot card. Now I'm going to be like that weirdo. This is just another level of my weird.
Even cute just to have up.
In my room. This is my room. My fancy, like, my little...
It is the little... I know tarot scares people, but they shouldn't be scared. It doesn't predict your, well.
It's not fortune-y.
It's not fortune-y.
It's not like
fortune-y. That's a misconception.
Yes, that is the main one that I walked away with. I was like, okay, I was wrong. It's very much present life stuff right in the moment.
It's not meant to predict your future because your future is always in flux. How can it predict?
Yeah, we all change. That we're ever evolving.
Everything is changing, and your vibration changes your future. And so, yeah, it's not a tool to tell you what's going to happen next. It tells you what you're missing in the now.
Oh, that was that's exactly it.
That is it.
I'm going to use that as the voice clip.
Okay,
you just
good.
Gave me my voice clip.
Perfect.
Katie, I love you. I'm so excited for my listeners to find you. And it's When You Wake on Instagram.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. We'll thank you so much.
We love you. Anytime. Come back live.
I love you too. Thank you.
Bye, guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye.